This is Living the RV Dream, episode 299 for Friday, November 10th, 2023.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow Pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, schoolie builders, weekend warriors, and I forgot where I was going, because today we're doing something different. By the way, tent campers, if you have wheels, if you camp anywhere, this is the podcast for you. Episode 299, next week is going to be episode 300. And of course, we began this sometime in spring of 2017. The Living the RV Dream podcast used to be John and Kathy Huggins, and eventually they decided to retire from podcasting. And you know, they called me one day, "Hey, how would you like to do the podcast?" And I'm like, you know, I'm up to here. I still have my full time job, and you know, YouTube was a you know, it was growing. It was still there. You know, we probably had like 6,000 subscribers at the time. But by the way, we're here before a live audience, kind of a guinea pig live audience, because I think while we are static here, and we're gonna be static for a few weeks here in Florida. I mean, I'm gonna go up to Pelican to do some you know, beautifying. We already got rid of most of the trees that had fallen down, and now we just have to, you know, pick up. We have branches and all kinds of stuff all over the place. I see a lot of usual faces here on the chat. So if you wanted to make it like a theme, you know, and since we're getting close to the season, and I'm kind of making a video of things that RVers need or want. Doesn't necessarily mean things that they need. So if you have any suggestions and if you're gonna come online, I have a pinned comment. Otherwise, just comment below, or you can join with just audio and it will be like a calling show. That's the idea. By the way, I wanna thank Neon Pony here in the chat for becoming a YouTube member, Chief Pelican Head, as I usually say. And I just wanna be here with the community, and I think it's a great thing. By the way, Hands On Adventure says, "I like this format for the podcast." Well, thank you. And of course, for those of you listening on audio, you're not gonna see any of this, I totally lost my train of thought, and I never record a podcast unedited like this, so I might edit some of the stuff out. Neon Pony says, "LOL, I let my old subscription expire." And we have folks from the UK. We have R United. I know we have Lursinem from Finland, Christopher Olsen from Sweden. So we are an international show here. And it says, "Fabio Lopez, I think you're ready to open a radio station." Well, in a way, you know, podcast is the new form of radio, right? When was the last time that we listened to AM radio? And RJ Ray says, "Thank you for your videos, very informative and used for my road trips." By the way, how are you guys liking that the Alaska series? You know, the Alaska series, it's more than halfway done, and I'm really enjoying doing all these videos. Right now I'm editing probably what will be the climax of this whole Alaska adventure. That's the one I'm editing right now, that you're going to see not this Sunday, but the Sunday afterwards. And that is when we went to see the bears at Brooks Falls. Joseph comments here on the RV Pirate Radio. "That idea sounds good." That would be a great idea for a podcast, right? RV Pirate Radio. It reminds me of that movie, Pump Up the Volume, from back in the 90s, you know, Christian Slater, a young Christian Slater. Christopher Olson says, I don't think I've ever listened to AM radio. I don't think that's a thing in Sweden. That's very interesting. You know, I'm sure around the world, things are, you know, frequencies can be different, and their habits, right? I know, for example, FM radio seems to be like an international thing, and I think a lot of people still listen to FM radio, same frequencies around the world, even though at the beginning of FM radio, they were like different frequencies for different countries. I know, over-the-air television is different, but nowadays, at least I consume all my media, I think, nowadays comes through the internet. R United says, you've been an inspiration to many USA road trips. And Sandra Winner said, Traveling Bro, what the heck are you? Why are you doing a live stream today? Why not tomorrow? It's Friday. Love your friends Sandra Winners and Jeffrey Reese. Well, tomorrow's, which for those of you listening on audio, it's this evening, Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're still doing the live stream as usual. This is just kind of. This is an experiment to do the podcast. And says trailer traveling, I would love to come on, but I have a meeting in 15 minutes. I understand this was short notice, but if anybody would like to come on the podcast, there's a pinned comment there if you wanna give us an idea of what should I show in that. Things our viewers want video. I've done a couple of things, you know. Some of them, to be honest, are things that they have sent me. But Garces on the Road says, love the Alaska season. Talkeetna is dear to our hearts. Talkeetna, unfortunately, the weather was horrible, but I want to go back. And a little secret just for those of you watching, the 92 of you watching live on YouTube, and the rest that are going to be listening to this on the podcast, we're kind of planning a winter trip to Alaska at some point, maybe this winter. Maxine Oliver, a quick hello to you on happy Thursday, Veterans Day coming. That's true, Veterans Day is coming soon. Joseph Howard, I would like to see all the Alaska episodes given numbers. Hard. What I'm doing, and there's a numbering system, but it's for all the episodes of the year. So right now we are I'm editing, for example, episode number 34 for the whole year, which is kind of like 20 for Alaska. I lose track of things. Christopher Olson says FM is big over here. And I mean, it's big here too. I mean, if you're in the car, a lot of people listen to FM radio. But FM radio has, at least here in the United States, has become like so many commercials, and the commercial breaks are so long that I just use Spotify these days for my music. Young Dave says pirate radio. It was a big deal for kids in the UK in the 60s. The Who's album Sellout was a tribute to those stations. There you go. I mean, as a child of the 80s and 90s, I also thought about, you know, that it would be cool to get a transmitter and just broadcast whatever music I like. Of course, that would get me in trouble, right? We have another comment here from Giovanni Adventures. Hi, Traveling Robert. Great to see you on podcast. I really enjoy your Lewis and Clark videos. I have watched both versions. I always wondered how long did it take you to convert on to come. Hold on. To convert on your editing. Why it takes a long. The Lewis and Clark, I have a version that is several hours and not like 1 or 2 or 3 hours. I think, how many hours is the long Lewis and Clark? It's very long, and it took the computer, you know, a long time. I think I had just gotten this Mac Studio that I'm using right now at the studio, and And still, you know, for long videos like that, and what I'm trying to do, I'm gonna do something similar with Alaska as well. It does. You do need a powerful computer because it takes a lot of. The old computer would even crash sometimes. The old MacBook Pro that I had, the last Intel MacBook Pro, used to overheat and crash. Radio Luxembourg from Rab on the Road. Radio Luxembourg was the iconic pirate radio station. It was hosted on a boat. There you go. Lursinen, as a radio amateur and hobbyist, I remember the pirate radio station Voice of Peace from Mediterranean ship. And I guess on a boat it would be easier and harder to detect, right? Because you can move around. But and I still someday I'm gonna get my amateur radio license, you know, my ham radio license. And I'm sure I missed do a review of your new generator. Actually, that's a great idea. I should include that in that video. That's a definitely, I would say for many people, it's a want. I mean, if you're going to be going from campground to campground, but if you want to boondock at all, there's going to be that cloudy day in which you're going to need to fire the generator, especially if you have a trailer. And most class A's and C's and B's, they come with some kind of generator, some kind of power generation. You know, some of them even have like a large alternator under the hood, and that's the generator. By the way, in a nutshell, that generator was a game changer in Alaska. And for those of you who don't know, I decided to get a Honda, the Honda 2200i, and the main thing here is that it's, first of all, lightweight. And many times in Alaska, like on the Dalton Highway or many places, I didn't unhitch. And when you don't unhitch, I could make modifications, but I'm not able to lower the tailgate on the trucks. So I would just climb on the truck, lower the tailgate long enough so I could, fold up the tonneau cover. And then with the tailgate up, I'd figure out a way to take that generator out of there. And with the heavy champion that I used to have, that would not have been possible. El Mandalorian, hello there. Looking forward to see those northern lights from your future winter trip. And we are kind of trying to plan that. We haven't made any reservations yet, but I spoke to the same company that invited us to that glacier walking tour. They also do Northern Lights tour, so I'm looking into that. Garces on the Road, RVers need good, reliable leveling gadget. And you know, I don't have that yet. That's more like a want, right? I mean, you could level like relatively good with the Lego blocks or the Andersons or whatnot, but I would love to have auto leveling. What can I tell you? So, Fabio Lopez is here on the chat. Also, I'm working. Listen to your show. I'm thinking YouTube channel changed the A. Lot changed a lot of people's lives because of this channel. I got a smaller travel trailer and I'm making memories with my family. Yes. And Russo says, hey, Robert, do you think cell boosters are a good idea, or still is Starlink improving enough to invest in that direction? I mean, if you really need the internet, Russo, you need to have at least one cell provider. And Starlink, in the end, it's a little bit of a luxury. I would get it because, especially if you're going to travel like to a lot of middle of nowhere places. Otherwise, for example, I just spent a whole week at Pelicamp and I didn't reactivate Starlink. And Pelicamp has very poor cell phone reception. But with the cell phone booster, AT&T, I was able to make it AT&T usable. I even did my live stream. So, Leslie Evans, when's your next RV swap with Winnebago? Will you try out a Class B van? I would love a Class B van, but just because of the practicality of being able to park it anywhere and all that. But for both of us, since we're traveling together now, it's kind of cramped in there. We need a permanent table for the way that we are working right now. We both have two monitors, you know, to work more efficiently on the road. And then there's the problem with the holding tanks. Most Class B vans, I think the only one that has decent tanks is one called Panoramic. It's made in Canada. It has like a 25-gallon freshwater tank and gray. But most have like a 18-gallon, 20-gallon, and that's going to fill up really, really, really fast. Christopher Olson, Spotify is big in Sweden. It was created here. Yeah, here in the United States, a lot of people are using also Apple Music, but I've had Spotify for over 10 years, I think, at this point. So, hands-on adventures. If you do this next week, I'll jump on with you. Next week, we're going to do it probably the same time. Maybe, let me know also in the chat, what's a good time for me to record this when you guys are going to be able to come here and jump on a call with me. And actually, another format that I was thinking of doing for the podcast, you know, was actually, if you're up to it, I know I did it with Sonia once, interview some of you guys and, you know, hearing your stories from the road. I know a lot of you. Oh, whoops, I hit my microphone. Excuse me. A lot of you also have YouTube channels, and I would love to hear your perspectives about travel. And you know, I would love to interview, for example, like friends like Herbie from Red Jaguar and things like that, or Charlie Grace, you know, and many of you, if possible. Stephen Loy, here we go. Hey Robert, good to see you on a Thursday. Hope to see you around here sometime in the future. Come to stay at Skidaway State Park and visit Savannah again. It's not in the books for the near future, but I definitely want to go to Savannah again. Probably sometime early next year. Maybe on our way to the solar eclipse or something like that. Naj wants to see a video on solar, and while I'm not a solar expert, we could definitely do a video on power systems and what is possible. But for me, in the thing is, if you have a huge RV, a large RV where you can put 1,000 or more watts of solar panels on the roof, yes, it is going to make a difference. But if you have a smaller RV where you can put only like 200-400, in reality, and especially if you have like heavy power consumption like we do, it's just a drop in the bucket, really. I mean, for example, if I have Starlink on and several other things on, like my 12-volt refrigerator and all that, even on the sunniest day, solar is not going to keep up with that power consumption. So that's the thing. Rick J says, Alaska in the winter is no joke. You haven't felt cold until you go there in the winter. And that, you know, I might need to buy me a parka, but that's something that I want to experience. You know, I could also go to Minnesota, I guess, but I want to experience it in Alaska, and I want to take the train in winter, and I want to see the Aurora Borealis. And there's that dog race that happens also at the end of February. So, William Brody, are you making a movie with Alaska yet? Once I finish all the Alaska videos that your guys are watching on the big screen there, I'm gonna do several movies, because I want to do the whole Alaska. But I might want to do like Alaska without the Alaska Highway. I want to do one for just the Alaska Highway, maybe one for the portion that we did on the United States, maybe a movie with the Canadian Rockies. You know, there are a couple of episodes there. I make several movies, and you guys watch whichever one you want. And part of my purpose with these movies was I wanted to put some of them back on Amazon, But Amazon doesn't seem to want my videos. They just rejected one that I uploaded, so I'm not gonna upload to Amazon anymore. Whatever is still on Amazon, you guys can watch there. But Barton's RV in Uvalde, Texas. I have the Craftman version of the Honda generator. Yeah, I've heard that one is really good, and I've actually it's very quiet as well. So Valerie C, I'm sure you have many favorite places from your years of travels, but I would love to hear what are Illy's favorites or some that she has pleasantly surprised with. Well, as you know, Illy doesn't like to come on here as much, but I'll ask her and I'll relay those, or maybe she can type it on the chat. I'll ask her and relay those her impressions, which I think for the most part we have like. I'm more into hiking, but we have very similar tastes when it comes to travel. So, Jeffrey Riz, are you going to do a live chat tomorrow in addition to this one? Yes, absolutely. I'm going to, although this one is going to go on the YouTube, also has now podcast, and this one is just going to go in the podcast folder, and we'll see. We'll play it by ear. Leveling Gadget, like Garces on the Road says, Leveling Gadget like Levelmate Pro, we love it since we can see if a spot is decent without getting out of the truck. Yeah, you have the app, and maybe I'll get that, or for my next rig for sure I want to have a good leveling app. Hello, Robert, from Camping Dad 3, I would like to know how your electric bike is holding up. I just ordered two of them, and those electrics are holding up great. To be honest, I haven't used it as much as I thought I would, and now they sent me a trike that I'm going to do a video on it very soon. I've never had a trike before, so that's going to be interesting. So, let me scroll down through the chat here. Giovanni Adventure says, this time slot is great and interviews would be great. Yeah, I think so too. It's just, I would like if anybody wants to come on, I just want to test the audio for recording someone, you know, coming on the chat. You don't have to do a video if you want, just if you want to call and say hello. There's a pinned comment there on the chat, and I could paste it here, because to be honest, this is only a test, really. But we have Mr. CLT here on the chat, listening and watching live. So Stephen Lloyd recommends check out Continuous Resources in Price, Utah, for expert solar installation, or Thomas West in Florida. And yes, and as you know, when I installed a solar for the first time on Minitini 1 on the original trailer, it was just me watching RV with Tito and other people, you know, see what they did. And I kind of did it myself. But eventually Minitini 1, my original trailer, which I still have, I'm going to deinstall or uninstall whatever I did. And we're going to do it right at some point. I want to have a similar system as what I have in my current trailer. So Gabor Toth from Romania, your videos are so good and got so many interesting places and information. I don't want to miss any of them since there are many. That's why I'm always with delay for one or two seasons. Well, there you go. The RV DJ, Robert and I interviewed each other 4 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Has it been 4 years already? Yeah, time flies even if you're not having fun. Time flies. Can you believe it's already like kind of like almost the end of the year? Christopher Olson, I would love to see a Hawaii trip. Do you have any plans of doing Hawaii trip? And I was just talking, actually, I got to hang out with our friend Greg Casita, RV Life. And he just went to Hawaii, and he tells me that we have to go. That, excuse me, he told me that Hawaii, you know, the food was excellent, and of course he did Pearl Harbor and some of the the nature. And Pete Diaz says, we're too young for a trike. I agree. And I just wanted to test it out. And I know some people, you know, prefer a trike if you have like balance issues or whatnot. So, and Rob on the road says, rubber too much weight in the back of the trike will cause wheelies. Well, this trike actually I don't think it has as much pep as their other you know, e-bikes like the electric. I think it only goes like to 12 miles per hour. And I can see how the trike could be a little more dangerous. I like it that it even has like brake lights in the back that turn on. So that would be really cool. I actually got it for Ely. We'll see. We'll see how that works. I got it when I spoke to the folks from Electric at the Hershey RV show. So, and Sandra Winners is here again. I told Jeffrey that it was a shock to see you on live stream today. I could literally do this every day. But I'm going to start wrapping this up because nobody wants to be on. Oh, Giovanni is here. Hold on. Just when I was about to give up. And we have Apple and Rob also on the waiting. Maybe I should do this with more time, right? Well, coming to you live, Giovanni is here with us. Giovanni, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, Corona, California.
So how long have you been a viewer? Or a listener, for the matter?
Oh, a viewer. I've been a viewer probably since 2017.
Well, that's the year that I started doing this full time. Well, it's great talking to you. Tell us a little bit about your area. What are your favorite places to visit? Because I might go to California this coming spring. So,
well, you're welcome to park at my house. I have an RV parking over here, and I retired 3 years ago, and my wife and I bought the trailer. And we just started traveling all around. We do about 15,000 miles each year. And we've been to 38 states already.
38 states. What's your favorite so far besides California, of course?
I like Michigan, Tennessee, the Smoky Mountains. That is super cool. We go to Missouri. So when we do travel, we take off twice a year. And we do like 2 months each time we travel.
Well, that's great. Great to hear from you, Giovanni. And well, at least we found out that this works and it's recording great. So
it looks really good. Like I was saying before, I really enjoy your Lewis and Clark videos. I don't think that got enough attention. I have watched both versions, the 9-hour one and the 12-hour one. Excellent videos.
I really enjoy doing that. And that was, you know, if it doesn't get the million views that other videos get, you know, it's something that I did from the heart and I really enjoyed doing it. I really wanted to do that trip for myself as much as for you guys. Well, Giovanni, thank you for calling. I'm gonna take Apple and Rob now here.
Hey, great talking to you, Robert. I really enjoy your videos and we'll see you tomorrow.
Definitely. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. your time.
Thank you, Robert. You're Talk welcome. To you later.
Bye. Right. Bye. Oops, I think I got him off. Anyway, here we have our friends Apple and Rob. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey! Hi. Long time no talk. How are you?
I know, by the way, congratulations on the...
Thank you.
And,
I was going to tell you something because we were exactly about a week ago at Captain's Hideaway.
Oh, really?
We got a little bit of nostalgia, you know, because so many times we sat at that campfire. For those of you who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourselves and where you're calling from.
So we're from Ocala, and we've been RVing for, what, about 5 years now?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that, yeah.
And we had a little mini campground on the... same neighborhood as yep. Pella Camp, so yep. We hung out at each other's properties many yep. times.
Yeah, and we were kind of full-time for a little bit, and yeah, now we've kind of moved on, and but we still do RVing on the weekends. And some of our favorite spots are like Tennessee, Nashville area.
Love Tennessee.
And the Gulf Coast. That's our go-tos. Yeah. And Disney.
Disney, of course.
We're expecting now, so it's kind of slowed down a little bit, but hopefully we'll still RV with the baby.
Well, at some point, you were sailors too, right? Like a couple of years ago?
We were sailors. Then we moved up and bought the property because we had the sailboat and an RV. We moved up to the same neighborhood as Pelicamp and then realized we couldn't bring our sailboat up there because the water was just way too shallow. So it was sitting in Fort Lauderdale on a slip. And then after about like almost a year, we just sold it and traded in our little RV for a bigger one.
Yep. So what's next then for you guys besides, growing the family?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll go motorized. I don't know. So
I don't know. Well, because we have a Jeep now, so we can just, do like everybody else does and tow a Jeep behind a...
Do some overlanding out west.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll get a Class C.
Yep,
I don't know.
we got some other property to develop as well, so we kind of upsized, but it's kind of been put on the back burner with a
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, so
it's a little larger; it's a few acres larger.
Yeah, a few acres, but
we'd love to put a few RV sites and kind of do a Captain's Hideaway 2.0 eventually, maybe next year.
Is that near Ocala as well? Or is-
Yeah. It's actually right next to a big lake, right next to the park of the
lake,
the boat ramp.
That's wonderful. Location. I know Captain's Hideaway was a little remote, if you will.
Yep.
So. But they allowed having campers on your property. This county is a little different. Difficult. So we'll have to figure that out first.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's great talking to you. It's been a while.
We'll see you on the road.
I'm definitely keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Tell Ileana we say hello.
We'll do. All right.
Bye.
Well, yeah, great talking to Apple and Rob and Giovanni as well. At least now I know that this experiment that I'm doing here works. So, by the way, I want to thank Pete Diaz for becoming a Chief Pelican Headed and new YouTube member. And with that, I'm going to start wrapping this up. For those of you who are going to listen to this on audio only, since I don't really have a way to put it here with high quality, there's a new tune, a new song that I wrote. I wrote it for the Bears. At Katmai National Park, Brooks Falls, but it ended up having a little bit of an African percussion with Peruvian flute and Turkish sitar, so you might like it, and I hope you like it. Until next week, thank you so much for watching, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free RV.